Hey everyone, and welcome back to the Frustration Furnace. I'm your host, Leo Weston, and let me tell you, life can get pretty crazy sometimes. It's like a never-ending roller coaster with its fair share of twists, turns, and those unexpected stomach-lurching drops. But what if I told you there was a superpower you could harness to navigate all that chaos? A secret weapon to help you bounce back stronger, feel more confident, and actually enjoy the ride? I'm talking about the power of positive affirmations. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, Leo, is this another one of those self-help gimmicks? Hang on a second. Positive affirmations are way more than just chanting rainbows and unicorns, though that can be fun sometimes. They're a powerful tool for reprogramming your subconscious mind, boosting your self-belief, and attracting the positive experiences you deserve. Think about it. Our thoughts shape our reality. Ever notice how when you're feeling down, everything seems to go wrong? Or when you're pumped up and confident, even small victories feel like huge wins? That's the power of your mindset at play. Positive affirmations are like mental vitamins for your soul. They nourish your mind with positive messages, helping you overcome negative self-talk, conquer fear, and unlock your full potential. Here are 5 game-changing takeaways to get you started on this amazing journey. First, make it personal. Generic affirmations like, "I am successful," can feel a bit hollow. Instead, tailor them to your specific goals and aspirations. Want to rock that big presentation? Try something like, "I am articulate and confident in sharing my ideas." Feeling insecure about a new project? Affirm, "I am capable of learning and mastering this challenge." Second, keep it simple and positive. Remember, the goal is to plant seeds of positivity, not create mental overload. Instead of saying, "I will no longer feel anxious," try something more empowering like, "I am calm and in control." Focus on what you want to experience, not what you want to avoid. Third, say it with feeling. Just muttering words won't cut it. Speak your affirmations with conviction, as if you already believe them. Imagine yourself embodying those qualities. Feel the confidence, see the success, taste the victory. Fourth, repetition is key. Think of affirmations like exercise for your mind. Consistency is crucial. Repeat them daily, ideally in the morning and before bed. Write them down, say them aloud, or even record yourself repeating them to listen back throughout the day. The more you hear those positive messages, the more they'll sink into your subconscious. And finally, believe it. This is where the magic truly happens. Trust in the power of your words and visualize yourself living those affirmations. Don't get discouraged if you don't see results overnight. Change takes time. Just keep at it, stay positive, and watch as those affirmations become your reality. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, she's heading into a job interview for her dream role. She's nervous, butterflies are doing the tango in her stomach, and that inner voice is whispering doubts, "What if I mess up? I'm not good enough." But before stepping into that room, Sarah takes a deep breath and repeats her affirmation. "I am confident, capable, and ready to shine." She feels a shift. The butterflies calm down, replaced by a surge of quiet confidence. Sarah walks into the interview, answers questions with ease, and leaves feeling like she absolutely nailed it. She followed the power of positive affirmations, and guess what? It worked. See, it's not about wishful thinking. It's about consciously rewiring your brain for success. So remember those 5 key takeaways. Personalize your affirmations, keep them simple and positive, say them with feeling, repeat them consistently, and most importantly, believe in their power. The Frustration Furnace is all about helping you turn anger into action, and sometimes, that action starts with a positive shift within. So go out there, own your power, and start crafting those affirmations. I can't wait to hear your stories of transformation. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who could use a little dose of positivity. You never know, you might just change their world. See you tomorrow for another fire-fueled session on the Frustration Furnace.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.